Now, if you can deal with things without losing yourself in things and remaining aware of what? Remaining aware, one way of putting it is to say, remaining aware of the space of the present moment in which all things happen. And that is immediately when your attention moves into now, there's a little bit of stillness. And it feels good. And you realize the now is actually not bad at all. I just thought it was dreadful. My life was dreadful. But when I wake up into this moment of my life, it's not actually that dreadful. Oh. Another way of putting it is, if while you perceive, deal with things, interact with people, you can be aware of yourself perceiving, interacting, dealing with things. What does that mean? Being aware of yourself, it does not mean being aware of yourself as the walking story. It does not mean thinking about me and my problems. As you sit here and listen to this voice, and this is the key, can you be aware of yourself as the aware presence through which the voice is being perceived? That means you are not losing yourself in that which you are perceiving. Because otherwise, if you're sitting there and lose touch with yourself as the aware presence, you will put all your attention onto the speaker and the voice. And you will expect something from the speaker, and in this case it's the speaker, it could be anything, any experience, any perception. But then you will expect something from the speaker in this situation that the speaker cannot give you. You would expect to be given, to find yourself in something the speaker says, to find yourself in some new information, or to project onto the speaker something that the speaker cannot possibly be. You could say, you are the Messiah. You have lost yourself, and you have made the speaker into a special object that you seek to derive some kind of self-fulfillment from you, because then you won't stop there. If you say you are the Messiah, the next step will be that you are one of the followers, one of the chosen, one could say. And that's great, more ego food, and we're starting all over again. A new religion, 3,000 years later, same place. So, here again, if you have been sitting here not knowing yourself as that, not sensing the aware presence, that is, your entire being is part of that aware presence, then it would have been boring to sit here. What is the speaker? The speaker will, at first, he might be a little bit entertaining, but after a little while, then the speaker will become no longer, if he isn't the Messiah, then he is no longer interesting to me. He hasn't given me what I was looking for. And then you go into another experience, wherever, which also will not give you what you were looking for. Although a few experience will have the appearance as if they were giving you what you're looking for yourself, ultimately. And then you will always be disappointed, because after a little while say, oh, that was an illusion. I fell for it. He deceived me. He let me down. This is how it happens when sects and other organizations come into being. They make one person special. He can give it to me. And then after a while, it doesn't work. And he said, he let me down.